Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Round Table with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Round Table with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Obviously, Rabot & Co. is the worst show. Welcome back to the Round Table. It's ESPN 680, 105.7. James Strebel, Max Coffey, Tanner Brunemus. Oh boy,
love you, Louie. It's been
a wild. It's been a wild day today here on the Round Table. I had a feeling the show may go off the rails a few times with some of these weird stories out there. And boy, it did not fail. It did not fail to live up to the hype. Hey, I want to say thank you to our good friends at Cox's and Every Liquors for supporting and for supporting and sponsoring the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh my God.
27 area locations, walk in, drive through delivery, Cox's Every Liquors. That's Louisville's go to liquor store. Stock up for the weekend. Start stocking up for the 4th of July holiday. It's going to be a long 4-day weekend. Go ahead and get what you need for the parties, the barbecues, the pool sides, whatever you're going to do. Cox'sLouisville.com, 437-9680. UPS Jobs text line. Text line has been on fire today. Thank you all for helping out with the show. Some
anime.
It's an anime picture.
What's it say up top?
I have zero confidence for Louisville to be Clemson. I've never seen it. My heart has been broken too many times. And then the anime. I don't know what it is.
Do you think I do?
No, I'm not saying you do. I don't think you do. Or Tanner, do you know anime? No, okay, he doesn't either. Okay.
I like watched very little of like Naruto, but that was it.
Okay.
I was also like six.
My boy
Gaara died, so I was like, this show sucks.
Then you're done.
Gone.
Okay, yeah. There you go. So yeah, I don't know the I don't speak anime.
Justice for Gaara.
Yeah.
He was the Sandman. He was awesome. He
pouring
his,
out.
He had his own sand clone. It was so cool.
That's pretty cool.
And that's it. That's all I remember. Okay.
This is what it must be like to be a boomer, because everything that just came out of Tanner's mouth, I did not understand.
I didn't understand anything. That's now welcome to my life. Welcome to my life. Now they did play.
I'm getting there though with some of these terms. Like I'm like,
well, last week, you were in here last week on the V Show where they played like a young Gen Zer, I guess.
It was like 15 slang terms?
Yeah, 15 slang terms, and she started rattling them off.
You got like five.
I got
six or seven.
Yeah, you did the best, but I had like five of those terms I'd heard before. And that was it. That's all. I mean, she's like speaking Klingon. Like, I didn't understand anything she was saying.
And she probably doesn't know what Klingon is.
No, she probably has no idea what a Klingon. Whoa, Nick just sent an anime gif. Okay, I'll leave that one alone.
Oh my God, he is. I need to
What's
like.
What's he doing today?
I need to delete my text from Nick, because one day my girlfriend's gonna see.
Yes.
She's gonna be like, hey, I don't like that creep you're working with.
I know.
I'm going to be like, all right, it's Nicky. He's not really creepy. He just has a silly side.
He doesn't send that stuff to me. Except for that one he just sent, which is like fine. Like, my wife doesn't look at my phone, which is nice.
But there's nothing
on it. Like, honey, if you're listening, there's nothing on my phone. You should be worried about.
It's the fact that like she could be next to me and just like,
yeah, what is that?
What is that?
Yeah, there'll be Nick stuff that'll, like, I'll be scrolling through Twitter and like something will pop up on Twitter and she's like sitting next to me. I'm like, whoa, scroll past that. Like, it's not my fault. It's just on Twitter. But it's like, honey, I don't look at smut, I promise. Man. It sounded worse than it should have. So CBS Sports, Max and Tanner and dear listeners, they came out with over under wins and for football. And Louisville, they think a lot of Louisville. We'll just say that. All right. So Louisville, their over unders, 8.5 wins. They have their wins. Austin Peay, Jacksonville State, Georgia Tech, at Virginia, Miami, at Boston College, at Stanford, Pitt, and at Kentucky. They haven't won it at Kentucky. It says their losses are at Notre Dame, SMU, what? And at Clemson. Here's the analysis. Like Mike Norvell, Jeff Brohm has used the transfer portal as a way to keep the roster stocked with experience as he lays the foundation for his version of Louisville football. The talent arrives from Alabama, Yale, and about everywhere in between. Not Yale. but... The football.
Who wrote this? The Biden campaign.
Yeah, it's the football powerhouse that is Yale. Anyway, but they also so far have
Jeff
brought.
Brohm, he's getting talent from Alabama. I like vanilla ice cream.
Chocolate chip. Get it right.
Chocolate chip.
Oh, my bad. I have to study Biden more.
But they all so far have brought into what the Cardinals are trying to accomplish. Look no further than last year's 10-win season as proof that the method works through another large batch of newcomers. Though another large batch of newcomers does challenge Brohm and his staff to make the magic happen again. They say over 8.5 wins, okay? And that's a +102 if you want to bet on that. So this one, you know, a publication. I mean, some of these publications aren't like predicting that Louisville goes into the tank, but I see them like some sixth place finishes and stuff. I mean, that's a publication that does like Louisville a lot.
Last year, because I did the same thing with Colorado because I was like, oh, Deion. And they had him at 3.5 wins. So I was like, I'll take the over. Yeah, like Deion's building a kind of a program. Yeah, they go 3-0. And then it was like week 7, week 8. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get this yet. I was like, this is a sure bet after week 3. And then I was like,
then they went to Oregon, it all crashed. Then they went to Oregon, they stepped on the O and made all those videos. And then
Stanford game, I was like, all right, yeah, 29-0 at halftime. This is a win. And I woke up, I was like, why is my money not in my account yet? Like,
yeah.
This is bold.
Like, come on. So they think a lot of Louisville. And then I wanted your opinion on this, Max. This is interesting. So predicting the 12-team playoff. This is from Saturday's Down South, okay? This is what they are saying, who they think will make the 12-team playoff, okay? So this is going to be a fun exercise. We only have about 7-8 minutes. Damn it. It's on a podcast. I should have looked at the entire article. That's my fault. That's a bad job by
me. I will help you.
Don't help me, please.
So the AP did this about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I've got it in hand
right
here.
Thank you. Okay, you just saved
now,
the segment.
It's the Associated Press. They're stupid.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Yes. So some of these I agree with. Some of them I don't.
All right. Let's go ahead. Let's see.
Number one overall. So here, let's do this. The first round games, not including the byes. Notre Dame 8.
Okay.
Auburn or Alabama 9.
Really? They have them at 9. I don't know what I'm more surprised at. Alabama 9 or Notre Dame 8?
Notre Dame at all? Honestly.
Yeah. I think that's where I lean to. Yeah.
Texas, number 5, Texas.
5?
Versus number 12, Memphis.
Really? They have Memphis crashing as the group of 5 team. Okay.
Like I said, the Associated Press.
And Texas at 5. They're like a favorite to win it. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad you gave us the foresight that this is the AP. So far, this is a bad list. Go
Ole
ahead.
Ole Miss at number 7.
I can see that.
Versus number 10, Penn State.
Okay. Now, that's the first matchup I actually agree with.
I agree with this.
7, Ole Miss, 10, Penn State. Okay. I'm good with that.
All right. You ready for this one?
All right.
Number 6.
Was that a bowl game this year?
Huh?
Wasn't that a bowl game?
It was.
Yeah. No, you're right. It was. Yeah.
Number 6, Oregon against number 11, Miami.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
God, we're
stop
doing this
it.
Again.
You is back.
I was going to say the same thing about Notre Dame. Like, why are we putting Notre Dame
they put
in the
Notre
Miami?
Dame and Miami in.
Like,
why?
We always do this. So, oh, Notre Dame is going to be top 10 this year. And then it's like, oh, they lost to us.
They lost four games. Yeah. Oh, well, what happened? Well, it's Notre Dame. Oh, that's what
Sam
happened.
Hartman.
And stop with Miami. They're going to be 7-5. Like, write it down. 7-5.
This is going to be Shannon Dawson's breakout year.
Oh, is it? Yeah, he's their OC. I forgot. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, this is the year he puts it all together.
He finally figured out the concept of taking a quarterback kneel.
Yes.
For the last play of the game. That way you don't lose
when there's 28 seconds left in the clock, however much it was. Okay, so
the bye games, your top four seeds is number four, Utah.
Okay.
Number three, Florida State.
I could see that, maybe.
Number two, Georgia. Number one, Ohio State.
Other than Utah, I could live with the rest of that list. 1, 2, 3, that is. Just 1, 2, and 3. I could see Florida State being the champ in the ACC and you know, kind of they get a little head pat for last year and they get put up there. So I could see 1, 2, or 3. But the rest of that list kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Utah at 4? Like, really? People are that big or high on Utah?
The Associated Press is that big on Utah.
Michigan's not in it at all?
Apparently, the Associated Press, the entire journalism team, is dating a 28-year-old Mormon that lives in a Mormon cult. It is working to give Utah some good press.
I'm sure some of those journalists wish that was the case, that they were dating a 28-year-old. I think they would be fine with that. Oh, we got to do this after the break, because I keep letting this poor fella down. This is the person that wants your info. This is my fault. Oh. So during the break, before Max leaves, I promise you, I'm going to have Max come over to the computer and type his stuff in. Don't let me forget, because apparently I don't remember things like our presidential candidates. Texter, top four is conference winner. So they're thinking that Utah is going to win the Big Ten? Or because Utah's in the Big Ten now, right? Or
Big 12.
They're in the Big 12. Big 12. Okay. So I can see Utah. Okay, I can see it in that light. Because
I did forget about that.
Yeah, because who else is in the Big? The Big 12 sucks. I mean, who else do they have?
Satterfield's breakout year with Cincy.
There we go. Yeah. There we go. Texter, Utah is big boy football. Are they? I mean, they're fine. I mean, good.
Kansas, they got a good QB.
Kansas,
Oklahoma
maybe.
State, they can always get like 9 wins out of nowhere.
Yeah, they do.
Colorado.
That was it. Yeah, I had an argument with my buddy last night about that. He's like, oh, yeah, Colorado's going to win the Big 12. I go, what makes you think that?
In what world?
Well, because Texas and Oklahoma left. I go, okay.
There's still other teams.
They were still at the bottom. So if you were ranked 11th out of 12 teams and you take the number one team and the number two team out of it, you're still second to last in the conference.
Yes.
That's not the illegal bad math. That's just bad math.
That's just bad math, period. Texter, it's not my fault. My Twitter algorithm is what it is. You're right. Texter, as a middle school teacher, I only know what Riz and Skibbity Bibbity toilet means because of seventh graders. Oh, yeah, the Skibbity Bibbity toilet is weird.
I don't
weird.
Even know what Skibbity toilet
it's like
is.
It's a YouTube thing. Like, this thing pops out of a toilet and is like, Skibbity Bibbity. It's bizarre.
They're just wrong.
Can God be stick around for the mixtape? His reactions are hilarious. He can't today. He's got a birthday party to go to, or he would. Texter, would UK finish top 5 in the Big 12? I would say so. Yeah, that conference is trash. Yeah, yeah, I would.
They would 100% beat Cincy.
Yeah, they would beat. They would Texas Tech. They'd beat them.
Yeah, you're really reaching for the stars with that one, Godby.
Well, at Satterfield, we know they're going to win that game, and they're going to win that game by 50 because that's what Mark Stoops does to Satterfield. All right, we got to take an early break so we get to the mixtape. It's a banger this week. Max, like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm out Monday through Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, no shows at all here on the station. We're off for 4th of July holiday. I'll be in Cooperstown, so Max is going to be in the driver's chair. He's got something very special cooked up for Monday with Jeff Flightsy and our good friend Justin Jeffries. So everyone,
you
just
do
know
not
that.
Want to miss that.
You do not want to miss this.
Jeffries is joining the O-line clinic?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Jeffries will be in here. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, I believe it's you and Anna.
Correct.
So then, yeah, it'll be good. It'll be fun. They're going to do a great job. Happy 4th of July, Max. Have a great 4th of July. Thank you to our good friends at 502 Hemp and 812 Hemp for being a part of the show. We love what they do. I'm actually stopping at 812 Hemp to stock up for the trip as soon as I leave the studio today. Check out the 502 Hemp location over there in Douglas Hills, right down the street from Oxmoor Mall. 812 Hemp over by me, Clarksville, Indiana, off the Lewis and Clark Parkway, right there by the Kroger and the Core Physical Therapy. Don't buy stuff from a gas station. You see all these, every gas station I walk into has these hemp products, and you don't know where they're coming from. You don't know the quality. You don't know what they're going to do to you. Go to a place that's 100% safe, 100% legal, and you have experts that work there, like our boy Wilson, Max, that can tell you every single thing about every single product in the store, and will tell you exactly what you need, whether it's pain inflammation, whether it's sleep, whether it's focus, whatever it is, your pets. They've got those CBD products for pets that you'll need for 4th of July. If you don't have Lachlan McClain's dog, they have all of that. Check them out, 502hemp.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Whatever. Whoever plays St. John's, I hope they win.
Welcome back to the Roundtable with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
Well, it's been a fun show. I mean, fun, weird, controversial, however you want to put it. It was a hell of a show. It was pretty much normal from about 3 o'clock till 4 o'clock. Then the wheels fell off. If you weren't able to catch that second hour, I recommend you hit the podcast center and check that out. All right. Additional programming here on ESPN Louisville. Wednesdays, you get Louisville Sports Live, 7 p.m. on 93.9 The Ville. Thursday, Soccer City, 6 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7. Right after our show today, you'll get Darren Rogers and the fellas inside Churchill Downs, 6 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7. Then Saturday, down the stretch, 9 a.m. on 93.9 The Ville, followed by the Victory Formation Sports Show with Jeff Lightsey, 10 to 11 a.m. on 93.9 The Ville. And that's produced by our good friend James Black. Sunday is the Sunday Morning Hangover, 10 to noon. Nick Kern, Phil Baker, Zach Cantrell, ESPN 680, 105.7. All right, Tanner, let's go ahead. Let's hit it. It's the mixtape here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Let's go.
Time now for Justin.
All this from a slice of gabagool.
Sofro.
Mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by Tri-State Men's Health.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
I'm James.
All right, let's go. What's the first sound? Hit us, Tanner. She didn't even listen to the show.
Yeah.
She'll listen every once in a while. Like, if she's in the car, like taking the kids to practice,
that's
she'll
awesome,
turn it
man.
On and she'll text me during the show sometimes or whatever. Yeah. But she doesn't feel the need to listen to me all the time, which I'm fine with,
I think
obviously.
That's cool. You guys are my dream relationship.
Well, thank you. I mean, everyone has their problems. We have our problems too, but you know, that's normal. All couples do. All married couples
you know what
do.
I love?
Oh, they do. It's true. Everyone has problems.
Bleep you. I'm a talent. You hired me for a reason. I'm good at this. I'm better at this than you. Otherwise, your ass would do it.
Whoa.
I was right at the precipice of it. I was at the altar last week.
On Rochburns?
Yes.
What?
Because... And this guy tried to get everybody on it. It was me, Strebel, and here was the text. hey, can you shout out my son? He was on the PRP state championship team. He played middle infield, and we're on our way to Branson, Missouri for a U-17 All-Star event. Can you shout him out? His name is Mike and plays middle infield. He would be Mr. Rochburn's progeny. We'll be driving to Branson during the show today.
I thought it was an A-plus effort.
It was an A-plus effort, and I get like that's like a bases-loaded, no-out jam I got out of.
Yes, he did.
I got right there.
Yeah. The brakes like Maverick.
His name is Mike.
I mean, I think everybody else reads that text. Like, if you get to Branson, Missouri, you're going to say the name.
I almost did.
And I don't know how you didn't say it. I really don't know how you didn't say that word.
I don't know. I stopped right there.
Rochburns.
Yeah, I was the same way, Diener. I read the entire thing. I got the last name. I was like, whoop, stop.
K-State just got the Hawkins kid from Illinois for $2 million basketball.
I know. We were involved.
K-State.
Yeah.
Got
yeah.
$2 million.
And we said no. We were like,
yeah. Right? I agree.
I would not have paid $2 million for Tolman Hawkins.
I mean, there's no way he can live up to $2 million. No. I mean, even if it's like, well, $2 million, if he can help him get back to the tournament. And?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was too much money.
I liked Coach Pegues.
I did too. But he didn't have a better moment than that.
No.
I mean, they won the tournament, right?
They won the thing, and
he did get to 7 wins faster than Kenny Payne.
Yes, he did. Shout out Mike Pegues.
That's good.
How did we not have that stat,
man,
until just
that
now?
Is great. Good for James Black. And then did we beat Danny Manning in Bahamas?
I can't let that one just go. I mean, that is the...
Kenny Payne just passed him up in year 2.
How did we not have that stat for a year?
I don't know.
And he got to 7 wins at Louisville. Faster.
We should have kept Pegues. That's right?
No.
Shaq versus Trez. That would draw some eyeballs to the TV.
Image. No, it wouldn't. I want, when we're in the Governor's Cup, especially when we're at UK, or even when Kentucky scores in the game and they're playing Louisville, to L's down. Like, I kind of want that.
Let's be honest. That's probably one of the Cardinal blogs, and a lot of people will read
it is
that.
Oh, the Cardinal blog. It's, oh. Sorry, Blank.
God, did I step on that?
Sorry, Blank.
God, I think I stepped on that. Damn it, Phil. That is the Cardinal blog.
It is. I'm sorry. Crunchzone.com.
It was a gruesome way to die.
Oh,
William
yes.
Gallucci lay prone on the crimson-stained carpet of
That's
his opulent
right.
office floor. The bombastic 58-year-old basketball coach of Praise the Lord University had been having the time of his life shortly before someone paid him the ultimate insult. His killer had haphazardly rearranged Gallucci's once handsome face, reducing the victim's movie star good looks into a pulverized pulp of torn skin
yeah.
and crushed bones. Below his severed neck, Gallucci's bloated torso sported a bevy of knife-like puncture wounds, as if the intruder who did this diabolical deed was intent on evening the final score once and for all. Of course, if you knew Bill Gallucci, you wouldn't be shocked that someone put him down. He was your proverbial blank hole. An arrogant SOB who had at some point probably insulted your mother. God bless Gallucci, however, with an amazing basketball mind. Even on the downhill slope of his rock star career, he had already racked up more wins than all but a handful of his active coaching colleagues. Honorable mention was never good enough for Gallucci, though. The man oozed ego and was forever shooting for the pinnacle of the profession, looking to pass the likes of Mike Krzyzewski, Jim Boeheim, Roy Williams, and Bob Knight, and establish himself firmly on the Mount Rushmore of all-time winningest college basketball coaches. Nothing was getting in Gallucci's way until now.
Yeah!
Wow!
Let's go! Yeah, let's go! This is why Mark Pope is the guy. He gets us. He treats the media like we're kings. There's cookies on the table! Have you ever been called into the 80s office because of the questions you've asked?
I have.
No way.
This is crazy.
And they have, they have actually kind of counseled me as to what I need to or should not say.
Wow, John Huang called to the carpet.
I love UK.
Yo!
I love UK.
Let's go, Rummage!
That's not a typical question I would usually ask a new coach at his introductory press conference. Most of the time, I'd just lob up a few softballs for the benefit of the friendly microphones and welcoming cameras. I decided to throw a fastball instead,
right
at this pompous prick's smarmy head. The truth is, I didn't think Mark Pope was a right hire for PTLU's basketball program. The bum had a history of reckless behavior.
That was great. John Wong killed it.
Rick Pitino didn't sit in it. Rick Pitino went over and started coaching overseas, got a job at Iona, got a job at St. John's. We sat in it. We sat in it. We sat in his mess for 5 years. We sat in his mess. We took the shots. We had losing seasons. We dealt with being a laughing stock. We did all that. We sat
yes,
in that.
You did.
All the while, do you know what we did? While going through that, we all said, we want him to succeed. We bought Iona gear. We bought St. John's gear. It was like, good, man, good. I'm glad he's getting justified. I'm glad he's doing this. And this MF-er at the first moment he got, and this isn't fresh for me. You know, I've said this off the air. I've just refused to take this to the air. The first moment he got, he tossed us under the bus. Never once has he come out and talked about the Louisville fan. I don't care if he doesn't like the university. Part of me gets that. Part of me gets that the way he was unceremoniously taken out of here, I can understand if he's got a hatred for the university and it's not. But we're not that. And never once has he come out and mentioned the Louisville fans. Not one time has he come out and said, man, you know, just the Louisville fans backed me the whole time and I couldn't be more appreciative of them. Not once. First moment, you just can't stop digging at Louisville. I hope Pat Kelsey gets you in the tournament and whoops that ass in front of everybody. Because I'm telling you what, man, the way we backed you and the way we set in your crap, and you're talking to one of the biggest Rick Pitino fans out there. I loved Rick Pitino.
He's right about that.
But it is absolute garbage how he is done. U of L. When Kentucky, by the way, why don't you go in and look into some stories of some stuff some Kentucky fans did to him while once he came to Louisville?
Oh, he knows.
Hey, maybe do a little research
He's
on that. But it's all good. That's one of those, rivalry, whatever, you know, Strieble and them can laugh at it. We got him, you know, it's all that. And it's like, it's rivalry. I get it. But that's one of those, like, for real. Like, this is one of those. I'm not worried about the Kentucky fan response to this. This is personal. This is between me and you. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel about this. Louisville fan to Rick Pitino. It's like, I don't care about the rivalry part. Like, y'all love him now. Okay, well, we love John Calipari now, so what's it matter? You know? But this is personal. This is fan to Rick Pitino. Like, dude, we sat in your garbage, bro. You took a crap, walked away, and we sat in it and backed you. The way Rick Pitino's acting, there's a lot of us that probably got to go back and find Denny guys and say, I'm sorry, I didn't know it went down like that. It's like, dude, you're a piece of crap. And it's one of those where, like, I hope Pat Kelsey gets a chance to take a chunk out of you.
I hope he gets a chance to.
And my God, you better hope we never do. Because I know how you listen, because now you want to play this game, Rick? I know how you perform in pressure games. I watched you get that tail spanked by John Calipari year after year.
Yeah.
So I know how you perform in those type of games. I have a feeling I know how that game would end if you ever do have to play Louisville. That butt's going to pucker, and you're going to get beat. Because I watched you do it to my rival, 11 out of 13 times?
Jeez.
So
those are some really good teams, though.
Yeah. And we had some really good
teams. I know.
Once in the Final Four, once in the Sweet 16.
Got beat.
Where we were a favorite.
Yeah, well, again, coach against Pat Kelsey and John Calipari, two vastly, vastly different things. Keep them coming, Tanner.
KSR.
KSR. It's pretty lame for Pitino.
to be honest. I mean, it's really pathetic what I said on Twitter. The way that BBN talked about him and how nasty
that
they
show,
were.
That show, the show that he went on.
Specifically
that
exactly.
show.
Exactly, yeah. And then, not only that, then you go on KSR, who made fun of him and, you know, mocked him for years.
For years.
And then you're just going, okay, yeah, cool, I'm going to do that. And I mentioned that on social media yesterday, too. It's like, somebody should just pull up all of the snarky, rude, smug comments that they made and then be like, hey, Rick, hey, look at this, man. Cool. It's a sap move. And again, he's free to do whatever he wants to do. He's free to say whatever he wants to say. On one hand, I understand. Like, he's not going to be, you know, Louisville loyal through and through. I mean, after how he left, I'm not expecting him to be, you know, a Louisville man forever. But again, if you're going to go on that platform and you're going to publicly talk about how Mark Stoops and Eddie Grant, I mean, how did that happen? Or close friends, and you're going to donate NIL to Louisville's arch rival, I'm done with you. I used to pull for him for St. John's, to be honest with you. I softened my stance on him when he dropped the lawsuit against U of L. I was pulling for St. John's because he was the head coach. Not anymore.
Not just you,
I'm done with him. Again, it was a pathetic move on his part to just grovel back to BBN, despite all of the things that they had said about him over the years. I never understood it, guys. I don't know. If somebody is, like, really, really mean and nasty to you for years, it's just kind of like, okay, well, then that's life, and you move on. Not groveling back and begging for their attention and wanting to get back in their good graces.
Wow.
Whatever. Whoever plays St. John's, I hope they win.
Oh, man.
KSR yep. reported live from the Karen Cypher trial. Mm-hmm. They hysterically laughed at the 15-second testimony that you gave. Mm-hmm. They had a Katina Powell book signing.
Didn't they give Katina Powell a whole hour?
They gave her a whole hour.
Yeah,
and they howled at Squirt to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's Tanner! The show you showed up on, Rick Pitino. Mm-hmm. That's where you went. We didn't do that.
Mm-mm.
You know, and by the way, all the crap that we're still digging out from,
yes,
you know, you acknowledged to David Padgett that that Paul was offering Brian Bowen $250,000, and you still freaking took him. All right,
yeah,
you know,
that's on him. That whole recruitment,
yes,
was on him.
Yeah, let's go.
You can argue that, well, the Cypher stuff was an NCAA violation. You can argue that. But, like, yeah. Everything else that happened, the Katina Powell scandal, like, nobody is surviving that.
No.
And, one person. Oh, yeah.
And everything you just said, KSR reported live from the Karen Cypher trial.
Oh, man, it's a round table here.
At Louisville.
It's a round table here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Keep them coming, Tanner. It's the next tape.
My days at Louisville are over. I love the fans. I think when they reconcile with Tom Jurich, then I would possibly consider coming back. But until that day happens, I think it's better that I stay in New Rochelle.
All right, we're back. Screw you, Peyton Steven. How about that? That's
Whoa.
What Rick Pitino just said to you. I don't know how you feel about it. I know how I feel about it. You know, Rick Pitino just said, piss off, Russ Smith.
Whoa!
Piss off, Peyton Steven, Luke Hancock, SVT. I don't know how you feel about that. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how you can hear that and just be like, what the hell, coach? But I mean, I didn't play for him either. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
like, I really want to know. Like, and when Luke comes back or... You know, Peyton's now working for U of L. It's going to be tough for him.
Yeah, he's
to
not going
to
say much. He's not going to say much.
But, like, legit, like, if you played for Coach Pitino and you have all this love for Coach, obviously, and then you hear that, like, how does that make you feel?
I mean, it can't make you feel great. Like the best way to put it is, and I don't know if they feel this way. This is just how I felt. It felt like, you know, just by his comments yesterday, it was almost like he was cosplaying as the U of L coach for 17 years. Like, it was a 17-year experiment to get an ex jealous.
Damn right it was.
In the morning, when you say goodbye to your mom, I love you, it's kind of awkward because mom looks really good. It's
yeah, like, I know.
Whoa.
But she's probably 47.
Whoa, damn. come for the beer and the good food, and yeah, you know, it's scenic views, nudge, nudge, you know, but it's not, that's not the only reason that you're going there. And I guess, was that still kind of the main draw for Hooters?
And it was, and I hate to say it, but with the age of the internet, you can find what you find at Hooters. It's not like hard to find.
Yeah, that's
like
a good point.
Like, we're overexposed to everything now.
Right.
And so when you're overexposed to something, other things lose its value. So if you're going there to see the Hooters girls, well, if I get on get on the internet for 5 seconds, I can see.
Yeah, I can see the Hooters girls.
Yeah, a lot more than what the Hooters girls
I can see more of the Hooters girls. Yeah,
exactly.
Whoa, get a little Hooters talk.
How many of those did you know?
Five.
Wow,
you knew five. Which
name
ones?
Them.
Pookie,
yeah.
Sus, Riz,
Cap.
Pookie, Sus, Riz, Cap. And I forgot the other one I've heard before.
I'd heard before.
I didn't heard that one before.
Down to Broadway. He's letting ladies touch it.
Leaving Broadway girls alone, man. Yeah.
This girl's good with the joystick. Here we go.
Oh, my God. Blunt.
They now were like the little 3-inch tacos.
Little street. What?
I would definitely do the slit in the front. I'd rock the hell out of that.
Whoa.
You don't seem like a loyalty or bust kind of gal.
Jock itch powder? Jock itch cream?
Wait,
Gold bond.
Yeah, some on Nick's desk right now.
Oh my. Is there really?
Yes, I think he's been using it on his feet, though.
They got a little Lotrim.
No telling, man.
Lotrim is a brand. Dude. I want to see the cabooses. I want to see my caboose.
Oh, damn right.
By the way, Drew, your deck looks great. I've seen it.
Whoa, the Diener deck.
When was Lloyd on your deck?
No, he can see it driving past on Dorsey.
Wow,
it looks huge.
Yeah.
When I poked my head out there earlier, I can tell that it's sizable.
It's going to let you land that plane.
I can tell that it covers a lot of area.
It does. It's a large deck.
I don't know that they'll go full package for him.
Full package.
But I think they'll play him some to hide the package.
Whoa!
He got the extra large package there.
Little
package can mean,
stuff.
You know, testicles, whatever.
Whoa!
Package can mean, you know, testicles, whatever.
I saw with my own eyes the work. Luke Hancock,
Luke,
obviously.
Yeah.
Sorry, Luke. It's obvious one staring you right in the face. Who went through it the first time and grinded.
He's on his butt. He can't do anything.
Whoa.
That's a lot. That's a lot of body
that
is just coming at you.
And with a lot of speed.
With
and back to J.J. Weaver coming at you.
Exactly.
Now he's you were double teaming. Oh, man.
He's cuddling me more than my wife does.
Yeah.
This is great.
You have been waiting for just an inch of this.
We do immediately.
Get your flop in and get your asses out of here.
Cease and desist.
Yeah.
Dickie, save my rear.
Whoa.
Dickie, save my rear.
You know it's coming because you already hit two and you're like, oh my God. But man, that is pretty awesome.
Most likely it's coming off of your off of the left side of your butt.
Whoa.
Ow, that squirt to the ceiling.
We did help. You know, like, yeah. That one makes you catch your breath more.
Is she going to spit on the trophy?
Spit on that thing.
After they screwed me, yeah.
Oh, whoa, bowl. Whoa.
I've been divorced before. I've got a wife. I've got three daughters at home. You can call me whatever you want to.
What?
What is the discussion in Kansas City about Hawk Tua?
We haven't had it yet.
Getting ready to. Yeah.
You know that Rangers series that they just got swept?
Yeah, yeah.
I just say, Hawk Tua, spit on that thing and move on to the next one, man. Just move on to the next series.
Who do you think's more famous right now? Taylor Swift, Donald Trump, or the Hawk Tua girl?
Hawk Tua.
Gotta be, right?
Definitely. Definitely. As a matter of fact, I was when that thing broke. Was it over the weekend, I think it was?
It was like late last week. Thursday night, yeah.
Yeah, so I just started texting my daughter, who is, by the way, studying intensely for her medical board exam.
Serious
I'm
stuff.
I'm like over and over again going, is this as viral as it appears to be? And she's like, yeah. And then we just kept talking about it. Like, if my daughter fails the medical boards exam, it's because of my interest in the Hawk Tua girl.
What is your interest in the Hawk Tua girl?
Man.
My interest is I love it how ordinary people, when they become viral sensations, I love the chain of events. Like, now all of a sudden people are exposing her and her fraud, alleged fraud, and all this stuff that I don't
what?
Care
about. What? No, I don't know this.
Hit me with the alleged fraud.
Yeah, this is the first I'm hearing of this.
Oh, my God. Scroll your... My newfound friend is my For You feed.
I can't imagine what his For You feed is.
It's never For You.
John Bull.
My For You feed has been filled with, like, all these weird exposés on the Hawk to a girl.
Caller Nate went to the DMV to get the Hawk to a license plate. He's already registered for
it. He got it. No one else had thought of it.
I think he went to the. I don't know that, you know, I don't know what the rules are. I don't know what the rules are, but he applied for the license plate Hawk Tua. So we'll see.
We got to name this horse coming up here, you know.
Yeah.
Damn right.
That's what we were telling Travis Stone over at Darren Rogers. Like, you got to do a Hawk Tua, and if you're an owner, you got to have spit on that thing, too.
It's the name of the stables.
Spit on that thing, stables.
Yeah. I wish that was true.
Asian massage, $50. Hawk Tua costs extra.
Alex Morgan's team, her coach in the NWSL, she got fired yesterday after a 7-game losing streak. So, you know, this is what happens to you when accountability is not important. You lose 7 in a row and you lose your job. Instead of just saying Alex Morgan wanted to go to Taylor Swift concert, you had to denigrate our entire field and spit on our children. Now you're out of a job and I'm going to dance on your grave because you lied. And we didn't forget about you lying. Just so we're all clear. Enjoy your buyout money.
Damn. What is the buyout money of an NWSL?
I have no idea. I hope it's not significant.
No one, and I mean no one, holds a grudge
like
better
Mark
than
Linkmaker.
You.
Yeah.
Hell no one.
No, you don't spit on my children. You don't spit on my kids. Well, and I'm going to forget about it.
Actually spit on them. But
it was they hocked to it. Yeah, so she's out of a job.
Oh, man.
I mean, you want us to take you seriously, you take yourself seriously. Am I wrong?
No, you're right, Mark. This is all you. It's your world on this one. This is your world. I am 100% behind you on this one.
All right, good, good.
Good, all right. Well, we'll consider you a grudging bakery.
Listen, I just hated that entire, like, our field sucks, so Alex Morgan was forced to go to Taylor Swift? What?
Yeah, I mean, they lied. They cover, but you're the coach, by the way, should cover for Alex Morgan.
No,
like if she's on your team, yeah.
No,
it's like the John Wooden line. I'm going to treat you all fairly, just not the same.
No, this is what Belichick would do. He'd tell Tom Brady, "I'm going to rip your butt in practice, so that because if I can rip you, I can rip anybody." Mm-hmm. And if Alex Morgan wants to skip out on the team, what does that say to them? It tells them it's not that important. Then they lose 7 in a row.
Damn. I mean, Blanket Baker, no one holds a grudge like him. It's the roundtable here on ESPN 680 105.7 inside Churchill Downs right after this, 6 o'clock. Go ahead, Tanner. Keep them coming.
He loves him some Blanket Baker.
Yeah. Sephora was at Holiday World yesterday.
I was.
Yeah. Sephora. Terrorizing kids.
He loves
him some Blanket Baker.
Yeah.
Sephora was at Holiday World yesterday.
I was.
Yeah. Terrorizing kids.
Oh, my God.
Today, honestly, I probably was fine to come in today, but I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna. I don't want anybody.
Irony right here.
What's that?
Listen, you sat in here and coughed in my face from 2020, from end of 2019.
Listen,
we sat across from each other in a studio, Steve.
Marcus, I'll leave it at this. And this is all I'll say. I don't feel like fighting with Nick today. If what I did the other night was that, I would have been Mr. Stay at Home. I dare y'all. If I see one of y'all outside without a mask, I'll kill you. I'll kill you myself. If damn. That was that, I would have been like, yeah, no, you should be executed.
Everybody.
If you walk outside without a mask on your face.
Close the restaurants.
It should have been what they were doing over in China.
Right.
Oh my God. Like,
people walked outside, they were killing them.
Beating them with sticks in India.
Yeah. Like, holy legitimately. Smokes. It was like, yeah, that's how I would have felt.
Shout out to my son. He got baptized again this weekend, so I was proud of him.
I meant to send you a message.
He was at Southeast Bullitt County campus. He did a good job. I tweeted or I Facebooked last night. I was like, my day started with my son, my oldest son, getting baptized. It ended with Xavier wanting to know why we can't eat poop. So I was like, well, that's a nice stretch.
I mean, did he give you a good premise behind his question?
Well, it was more coming from he was trying to go to the bathroom, and he'd been in there for a while. I come in there, I was like, man, what's going on? He had poop on his hand. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And anyway, so I washed his hand off and stuff and different stuff. So I'm like, at this point, I'm convinced. I'm like, you ate poop. I don't know how to explain it. But like, I know Jeanette knows what I'm going through right now. So we're in the shower, and he's just like, he asked me just straight up. He's like, why don't we eat poop? Because his explanation is poop is what we eat. And I'm like, yeah. But once it comes out, it's not food anymore. It's called waste.
Wes Unseld went number two. The poop theme now. All right. Three more here. ESPN 680, 105.7, the round table. Go ahead, Tanner.
Any thoughts on the new police or the police chief thing before we let you go?
Gonna miss those eyebrows, man. You know, the only thing I have to say about that entire episode last week, there was one thing that stuck out to me about, you know, you saw the lawsuit about the pool party. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know about the pool party, yep.
The only thing that stuck out to me was the foul footage that they showed on WDRB every time they ran that story. And it was this above ground pool. Looks like you got from Walmart or something. And I was like, that's the most offensive thing of the whole thing. Like, if you're having some great big pool party.
Was that the pool?
It was not the pool.
No, it was not the pool. Because I know the neighborhood that pool party occurred in. And they don't have above ground pools in that neighborhood.
I was like, that's terrible, man. I mean, I would have been embarrassed, A, that was my story. But B, that you said that was my pool. I mean, there's an entire section of the population that thinks I've got this $500 Walmart pool. No wonder you couldn't get lucky in that pool party because you had that pool.
Whoa!
So, if you'd had a Blankenbaker Santa Claus land pool, then you might have been no story because it'd be like, well, sure, I'll do that. You know, but
for the record, that does not happen in our household.
That
occurs at our house.
I've not been invited to Santa Claus lands. You know, I'm saying
if it was the McLean's house, maybe different, but not at the Blankenbaker's.
Fair.
And you're welcome anytime, Keith. Just keep it in your pants.
Whoa! Damn.
Yeah. What's happened to this show? What the hell?
That bugged me every time I saw the story. They kept showing this pool, and I'm like, that's not the pool.
That's not it's not the pool. I've seen the pool, actually.
Well, there is the story.
But I've never been to the pool. Mm-hmm. I just know where it is. All right, two more. Let's go.
We should have this before they have the press conference at 10.
Yeah.
Where the mayor will take a lot of credit, but he didn't have anything to do with it.
All right, last sound of the week. Everyone have a great weekend. Again, I'm off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, but Max Gobby, Jeff Licey, Justin Jeffries, Anna Tarullo will all have you. If I don't talk to you guys, have a great 4th of July holiday. Stay safe out there. It's the Roundtable, ESPN 680, 105.7, Inside Churchill Downs next.
I mean, 10 to 12, it's a crap time slot. It honestly is. Sorry, Louie.